always defend myself if I feel I need to, because who else will? Obviously, nobody. I'm not gonna let people tell me down to build theyself up. I'm gonna pop shit back and stay confident. Nothing weak or pressed about standing up for yourself. She said, I'm never hurt. I just know how to talk shit back for real, y'all. Stop forcing sadness on me, because I put y'all in y'all place when I feel like it. Y'all ain't gonna just make me the laughing stock because I don't follow y'all rules. And just like that, we don't give a fuck about the video. Like, shut up. Like, literally, shut the fuck up. You always somewhere just doing too much for too little. Like, that was a cute little moment, and you had to fucking ruin it. They say Doja just dropped a live performance. So we'll have to go watch it once we turn off YouTube. Because you know how they bitch ass do. Okay? Now you know how they bitch ass do. I uploaded that picture of Sukiyana so motherfucking fast. I didn't even take off the edit line, bitch. Look at this shit. You can still see why I was cropping the watermark on her ass. Oh well. You see how the shit look when I'm distracted? All right, you guys. Let's get into her. Because the math ain't mathing. Her put out her debut album, mind you. Debut album. And she fell at the number 6 spot. 34,000 album equivalent units. Full album sales were at 5,500. Individual track sales added up to 9,000. Now, it streamed 34 million times. Babe, I want to put this into perspective for all of y'all. Let me show you something real quick. Real quick. Tory Lanez is supposed to be blackballed. Daystar debuted at number 10 on Billboard. 36,000 album sales, which means he sold more than somebody that has an Oscar, somebody that has Grammys, somebody that got all this shit critically acclaimed. Tory Lanez sold more than her ass. I'm bringing this up not to try to tell her down. I want an understanding. If these people are as big as y'all keep saying they are, how in the fuck does something like this happen? How critically acclaimed is her? I mean, but I am dumbfounded. Like, I'm literally dumbfounded at how this turned out. Because let them tell it. I mean, she's that girl, right? Right? So I was literally shocked. I was shocked. And I hear y'all saying the album wasn't good. As far as I'm concerned, the way that they pump her up in the media, I would feel like it don't have to be that good to still do better than that. They say she got an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony, and an Oscar. So I just don't understand. So chew on that. Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown.
Let's do this, baby. Come on.
I swear y'all just wasting y'all breath. I'm the light skin, Keith Sweat. I'm the light skin, Keith Sweat. I'm the light skin, Keith Sweat. I'm gonna make it last forever.
Bitch, this sums up the battle. We had a funky good time last night at that motherfucking battle. It was like watching a Honda race an old school Ferrari with both of them heading to the train tracks with a train coming. One was just sexier than the other one. Okay. one was literally just sexier than the other one. Let's talk about it. Keith Sweat washed Bobby Brown. But not because Bobby Brown ain't the king of R&B. Bobby Brown is still that nigga. Bobby Brown had a horrible lineup. The order of the songs, and then a lot of the songs he chose just weren't it. Keith was bringing it. Keith understood the assignment. Bobby Brown looks like Bobby Brown. You know, Bobby Brown been looking like this for how long? I'm concerned with Bobby Brown's breathing. I'm absolutely positively unsure, but I think he got sleep apnea. And he, before the show even started, bitch. Before the show even started, Bobby Brown was out of breath. And it looked like his ass was about to keel over. Keith Sweat, on the other hand, the first half, Cat Daddy Keith. First of all, Keith Sweat is still fine as hell. That's number one. I guess you just gonna be fine all your motherfucking life. Keith Sweat came ready to play. Keith Sweat is an old player. Keith Sweat just is cool, nigga. You know, he put the voice on. He leaning back. He rocking his legs and shit. The hair dye laid and shit. It ain't sweating. He ain't sweating. You know? So, you know, it was a sexy scene. It was a sexy scene. You might have got the impression that, oh, Keith ain't, you know, he ain't doing it. All right. Now, when Keith got ready to get up, after he obviously went backstage and took a couple of Ciroc shots, baby, he turned that shit up. Can't even sit down no more. Keith Sweat got that liquor in his system and turned into every drunk uncle at the barbecue that liked to reminisce about yesteryear. He told the DJ he would have robbed him back in the day. Child, it was a fool. She's a player now. She's a player. Y'all remember Moesha? Man, he's a player. He was over there, bitch. He was over there stroking, bitch. He was over there wiggling them hips and shit. Then here go Bobby. La, la, la. Bitch, don't know. Every record, here go Bobby scratch your throat ass. Hollering in the background. So Keith Sweat will let him have the flow. He'll fuck the song up. Keith Sweat got to come back. Keith Sweat, he even sang to the Ciroc. Oh, yeah. He was feeling it, bitch. He was feeling it. Okay? Then here go Bobby. He gonna thrust his little hips. Child, I couldn't even see him. I just saw his damn belly wiggle. I said, man, go sit down. They asked him if they want to keep going. Bobby said, hell no. They wouldn't change. So they done sweated it out. It was a fool. But we love Bobby. We love Bobby. And it was just a pleasure to even see both of those men up there. But Keith Sweat won hands down. Hands down. If you ever want to go rewatch a versus battle, just fast forward to the second half of this versus battle. And every note that Bobby Brown missed was gold. Okay. Every note he missed. Pleasure P sounded horrible. Talking about he don't know how to read it. He sounded horrible. I don't even know why they brought his stupid ass out there. Tank came and delivered. Tank came and hit that hoe. Keith Sweat is 60 years old this month. Look at that nigga. Look at that nigga there. He just got a little touch of scoliosis. He can't stand up all the way straight. That nigga still fine as fuck. Shit, he stand up straight enough, bitch. Shit. Okay. That nigga looking good than a bitch. So, okay. It is what it is. Okay. So, that's how I felt about that battle. Let's bring this up. So I just don't need to shut up. But anyway, Little Kim. What? It's a page trying to get your IP banned. Girl, thank you, baby. Thank you so much for sending that to me. They gonna fuck around and they're not gonna have a page. Fucking around with the fuck around. Mobs World posted this fucking photo of Lil' Kim next to the owl. If you were live watching the BET Awards with us, then you know that from the jump, as soon as I saw her, I said exactly what she looked like. And then went and posted this, right? Okay, fast forward. The picture all over everywhere, everybody laughing, right? Mr. Papers went on 50 Cent page and said, leave my wife out of the jokes. Little Kim brings her ass up and she says, the accuracy, hilarious. I ain't bothered not one bit. My family and friends more mad than me. Hey, Cardi, you listening? They say she bothered. The bitch wrote an essay. Huh. She said, shit like this don't move me one way or another because I'm still a bad bitch. That niggas, bitches, mommies, daughters, and aunties still want to be to this day. And I love it. They said, 50 Cent, I see you still in your feels about that dinner date you asked me on that I had to turn down. Let it go. You have a beautiful girlfriend. I have a loving husband. Let it go. And for those of you coming at my husband, Mr. Papers, he did real nigga shit. What a husband's supposed to do. All y'all can go to hell. Not respectfully. 50 Cent, I address that situation all in my book. Coming in November. Make sure you go get it. Pre-orders available now. Be blessed, everyone. Stay positive. If 50 Cent decide to get on your ass, know that you brought it on yourself. Know that you brought it on yourself. I will be reading that book. Yeah. It's because I need to know what to say when I go off on her as a challenger. I can't wait to read that motherfucking book so I can fact check that bullshit. 50 Cent reposted something funny the same way I did. It wasn't a personal like attack on her. Like she said, it was accurate, right? So laugh and move on. That's all he did. You obviously in your feelings because you gonna bring up a date. You turn down dinner. People invite me to dinner all the time that have no sexual interest in me. Don't play yourself now, baby. I mean, dinner didn't have to be that he wanted you. They said, yep, that book makes sense. That's why she wanted Versus to prop herself up. Mm-hmm. PayPal queen. I want to bring up a point that the singer is bringing up in the comments. We live in a society that is begging men to stop reacting and responding in an aggressive manner when a woman says no. But he respected that, and she threw that in his face. It can't work both ways, people. It can't. Wait, now hold on now. We gotta talk. Let's talk about this. Thank you, single, for that good point. Let's talk about this. We are begging men all around the world to accept a no. Leave these fucking women alone. She said no. And that has to be okay. But this grown woman brings up how she rejected him. So this must be why you posted this. Now he respond, he just mad. And 50 Cent ain't never said nothing about you not taking him on a date. 50 Cent ain't never said nothing about nothing that I've heard about you or nothing like that. So why did you feel the need to divulge it? Why do women feel like, bitch, I didn't even want you? Why is that okay? Why is that okay? So Lil' Kim trying to get clout for her book. And that's just that. And that's how I feel about that. Fifi. They say Fifi then sold over 10 million copies in the United States. That sounds like Diamond to me. That sound like Diamond to me. What it sound like to you, bitch? All right. And Fifi cute. Y'all said it was a performance with who? So I can go pull it up. I done forgot that quick. Look at these little motherfucking legs. Talking about my client got skin tightening and a butt enhancement. Y'all gonna stay out them people's house. Doja. Y'all gonna keep y'all ass out them people's motherfucking house with this foolishness. That hoe is dying. She looked like for 2 cents a day, she could have a grain of rice in a third world country. Get the fuck out of my face. What is wrong with these bitches? And what is up with these hoes? Man. I mean, like, what? Gabrielle Union said, weed is great for many a thing, but running faster isn't one of them. Let her run. Go take an acting class, you one-dimensional whore bag. Mind your tight-lipped business, bitch. That's what the fuck you do. Because she broke the rules. You don't get your ass up here on no motherfucking Twitter, bitch. Talking about let her run. You let them kids be, bitch. That's what you do. Not my motherfucking face, ho. With your extra slow ass. Then you for many, well, you go use it for many of things. And go get in the goddamn Olympics and see what they do with ya. Think I'm playing with your ass. Hell. Now, people, let's talk about it. Orange County put together a 9-month investigation called Operation X-Force. Nearly 3 dozen suspects hit with RICO or drug charges. The Alphabet Boys, people. 6 of them are rappers. These are the nearly 3 dozen suspects arrested and wanted on racketeering or drug charges after a 9-month investigation, baby. Down in Orange County. Do y'all recognize your favorite rapper? Who is these niggas? Bitch. This a damn shame. They say Hot Boy, Glock 9. Who else? I don't know none of these niggas. I was born in 1992. I don't worry myself with these things these days. Okay, the feds are doing a sweep. And it was one female. Bitch, I know you fucking lying. Y'all done, man, this sad. This sad. Wow. Check this out. Oh, is that a hate? Oh, wait. Not Partisan Fontaine following this topic. Mob Radio IP address getting banned from all social media platforms. You want to get in my line of vision, Partisan? Wait. Oh, hell nah, bitch. You done fucked up now. You have fucked up now. What page is that on? Hold on. Let me see who sent this. Child. Because that's how worried they are about me. I know you fucking lying. And since you promoted it, bitch, I ought to sue you. As a matter of fact. Because of your reach and because of you being affiliated with what's supposed to be the biggest star in the world, this is calling me. This is causing me all kind of strife. Go do a screen recording. Go do a screen recording so that you can show. No. This is what you didn't get to see. Let me go to Mob's World. You hoes pathetic. Hold on. Hashtag Partisan Fontaine. Most recent. And so it was on a Party Vibes page. One of his fan pages posting it. I saw that Party was following his own tag. And that post was under the Party hashtag. Yeah, we're going to get some understanding. Because if he behind it, then his ass gonna be in trouble for it. You can't, let me tell you what you cannot do, Partisan, just in case you and big dumbass over there don't know. Because of the obvious knowledge of my relationship, even if it's presumed or not, but because it's public, it's a fact. Y'all know, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Tori, he fuck with me, and all kind of shit like that. You, me having my stance on it and da 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 da, and you being in a relationship with a young lady accusing him of something, ill intent and malice, point blank, period. Ill intent and motherfucking malice. The end. On the behalf of you and your girlfriend, if y'all do anything that comes up against or speak ill of and da-da-da-da-da, because you do have a motive to come up against me. You do. Because you don't like what it is that I have to say about whatever the fuck the situation is. So you better not find yourself slipping the fuck up and liking and commenting or reposting a bitch ass thing. Because guess what? If I see it, oh baby, it's going on paperwork. And you and your hoe, if she be in it too, both y'all ass will be in trouble. Bullshit. Absolutely fucking not. So I better not see it. And y'all can start up whatever fucking petition y'all want to. How you figure my IP address gonna get banned from all the platforms? Slow ass. Slow ass. They talking about they tagged your brother that play football. I don't give a fuck. Do you think I give a fuck? Child. Let me block you. I don't give a fuck. These hoes is slow. Ban her IP from da 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 da. Bitch, you must not be on social media. Ban it on what grounds? Let me tell you something. I done told y'all before. We everybody at peace, right? You want to keep it that way, right? I'm not Tory. And it would behoove you to remember that. It would behoove you to understand who I am and who I'm not. Literally. I'm not him. Everybody at peace and minding their business, right? Everybody trying to move on down the road, ease on down and everything like that. Keep it like that. Because what are you coming towards me for? And I love this picture that y'all use too. Oh, shit. Y'all couldn't even cancel a nigga y'all claim shot a bitch. Going on with that bullshit, hoe. Going on with that bullshit. Medium, baby. Let's go look at the club tour just open. Let me see if he put it on his page. I think he had put some clips. Let's go see what he over here doing with his prospering ass. Let's go to his story. G Herbo. Did y'all go download G Herbo shit? Mariah the Scientist. Make sure y'all get that. Look at the money. Look at the cake. And y'all will get to see Mo soon. Check it out. Ooh. Not gold. Not gold. Ooh, wee. Big plates, bitch. Big cakes. Money. Okay. That's sexy over there. It's sexy over there. Let's go see what Melly, little cute ass over here doing. Melly remind me of like an avatar. She got like a unique beauty. Check her out. Pachita. Hookah. Chilling, vibing. Super proud of you. You deserve all the love and blessings that you've been receiving. Congratulations. Okay? Aww. So, they say, oh, it got food, food. Go on and see, baby. Go ahead and see. Go ahead and see. They say, who name on a PPP loan? Because bitch show ain't me. I will pull up the PPP loan website with you. Matter of fact, let me put my money where my mouth is, bitch. And everybody can't say the same. Hold on. Let me go to the PPP website. And type my motherfucking name in. What they said? They said a PPP loan. What? Let's go to the website and see. Yeah, they help block, but I'll still show you. I'll still show you, though. Who know about that PPP website? All you got to do is type it in. Y'all know my name. Who? Who got a PP what? Not Bitney, no. Okay. Talk about it. You go run that lame shit on that on a lame bitch. Ain't no bitch up now. I handle my business before a pandemic and after. And in between. Not I. You go check it out your damn self. Go type my name in yourself. Go do that. These hoes are ridiculous. All right, y'all. Let's take a look at this. Asian the Brat released the cover art for None of That Shit, the remix. And everybody is trying to sit up and figure out whose eyes these are. I know damn well y'all ain't made this fourth set of eyes, Nicki Minaj. All y'all need y'all ass whooped. Ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in hell. Nicki Minaj sat up and said, we do not have a song together. Only to turn around and be on a song with Nicki Minaj. And I will say this outright. Because if she proved me wrong, then I'll be shocked. Nicki Minaj ain't no lame ass bitch that's going to sit up and do another woman like that. That's how I feel. Nicki Minaj literally commented and said, we don't have a collab. So, I mean, I don't think she would be on here. So, I don't know why in the hell y'all sitting up there doing it. She just said she would announce whatever she's on. She would confirm it. And y'all still sit up and project that, oh, that's fucking, that's Nicki. Claiming that you don't want people using her name to promote things. while you do that very thing. So, I mean, I'm not going for it, and we will see who's on it. YouTube, we got a dip on y'all ass. If you a hating hoe and you want to sign that petition, go ahead, because I'm going to still be here, bitch. I said, if you want to go sign the petition, go ahead, because I'm going to still be here, bitch. So I encourage you to try your damnedest. Child, please. Little black girl, you're beautiful. Little black boy, you're enough. This shit gonna get hard, but never forget that if we stick together, we can get through that shit. I love you for all the reasons why they said that they couldn't, and we gonna fuck with y'all later. Bye. Have a good weekend. But all my people that's still here, let's get into this Ain't Shit live performance by Doja Cat.
Man, this happened 1, 2,
all right,
3 times too much. These dumbass niggas. Because ain't shit come up in your crib, all up in your fridge. Can't pay rent. Look at what you did. Listen to your friends when they say niggas ain't shit. Get mad at them. They fall, then I got a face palm. Shook them like an 8-ball, then it's embarrassing. 10-page text, should've wrote a book. Could've made a bag, but he broke. And he still waiting till I can chill. And he really think I'ma get back to him. Doing too much, relax a bit. Acting like that, cause your dad's a bitch. Must be the way that the planet sees. Must be your face, cause it's not your dick. I'm a freak, not a masochist. Should've known you had the baddest bitch. Left on red and can't give hair. You ain't shit, need a laxative. Cause ain't shit, come on.
Okay, that was the performance from Doja. How did I feel about that? We've seen a lot of performances that have had a lot of people on stage doing a lot. When is the last time you were able to see somebody, an artist, come out and it just be them and be fully dressed and perform a song and you still be engaged? And that speaks to the artistry of Doja Cat. I stand on how I have been feeling about Doja in terms of feeling like she still is a superstar and she still brings it to the table. I like that performance. I like that performance. I like what she did with it. And that's a song that I did not love off the album. But that when I heard it, I said I felt like people would like it for captions and Twitter and radio and all kind of shit like that. I do see people saying they're uncomfortable with her using the word nigga. At the end of the day, I can understand why you are. I can understand. you do have to recall that Doja Cat does have a black father. We can't sit up and decide that even though you identify to whatever degree with this, that, you know, because you date white men, that you don't have license. It just doesn't work like that. I do understand and agree with how y'all feel about the fact that Doja Cat, and these are my thoughts, Doja Cat grew up with her white side, though. The point is, do you identify with the black side? That's what is to be challenged. Because you, but the same could be said for Drake. I love that you put that comment. Because Drake grew up with his mother, who would not even take him to black barbershops to get his hair cut. But because Drake got a black daddy, he say nigga, nigga, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And y'all the ones that sit up and take up for Cardi, who ain't showed you a black person yet. You ain't seen a nigga over there with Cardi yet. Mulatto say nigga. So, I mean, policing the biracials, people. I'm finna enjoy this motherfucking music. And if I like it, I like it. Doja Cat, I don't have to like everything she do. And I have always been able to separate the art from the artist. I think that she's a dope-ass artist. J. Cole, biracial. I think, but the point is, there are people who don't even grow up or identify with their side, and they want to throw the shit up. But you know what? I don't have time. I'm finna listen to the song. She did a great performance. Doja Cat is a superstar. I stand on it. Okay, y'all let Fat Joe say nigga. Remy Ma let Fat Joe say nigga because he was born in a certain neighborhood. Sukiyana reposted that she would do whoever she assaulted, she said she would do it again. You know, okay. Let's go to Kelsey Page. Y'all said y'all heard her listening to Tory or some shit. I don't know. Fuck y'all told me to come look at. What happened? They said, is that Tory's new club? I saw a. Okay, let's talk. I highly doubt this Tory's club. No. The club, I don't feel like it looks like that. Like at all. And when I say at all, I mean at all. They tell me to block this hoe. Let me try to click a motherfucking name. Let me go read this hashtag. Oh, they said, she said I'm black. Oh, you been here, Ebony? All right. But, yeah. So I don't think that she was there. I don't. And what would have been really interesting is if she was, because Tory had a very strict guest list. Very strict. So if he did not invite you and if he did not want you there, then baby, you are not getting in. So if Kelsey would have been in that space, which I don't believe she was, but if Kelsey would have been in that space, then that would have said a lot, because it was seriously invite only. Okay. Let's go read this hashtag and get out of here. Oh, fuck. It's 11:40? My soul ass thought it was 10:40. Damn, bitch. Oh my god, I thought it was 10:40, bitch. I'm slow. I thought it was 10:40. I gotta go. What the fuck did I look at that made me think it was 10:40? Man. The same people criticizing Doja are the same ones worshiping Cardi. Speak on it. Shut the fuck up. They said, I don't like Drake, Mulatto, or Cardi saying the N-word either. Okay. Doja using the N-word makes me so uncomfortable. She didn't do what it takes to convince us. Man, stop. I'm in the witness protection area. That's where I'm at. If you a nigga and you wear pink, die in a pit because you're gay as fuck. Welp, I can't defend that, Shikari. Let's take a screenshot. Wow, these niggas cut this grass loud as fuck. Jasmine Sullivan, you're blocked, babe. Because you're being fucking annoying. That's what Shikari said. That's what Shikari said, and there's no defense for that. That's absolutely unacceptable. You don't wish death on anybody. And you damn sure don't wish death on, they said she was 15. Y'all don't give a fuck no other time. She said in 2015, so they saying she would have been 15 years old. If you're a nigga and you wear pink, die in a pit because you're gay as fuck. That's what she said. Okay. And y'all apply that. Ain't that the reason why y'all don't like JT? Because of old tweets? Don't do that. Don't be a hypocrite. Y'all ain't give a fuck about age, credence, career, or nothing else. Okay. Keep that same energy. If y'all gonna let people move on, that's fine. These hoes don't make me no never mind. But it can't be one way. Not partisan on the My Radio hate train. These hoes is sick, round them up. That fake page is from Barty Gang. I don't give a fuck. I understand Cardi loves her child, but I can't help but to wonder if her child wasn't mixed with black, if she would have the same energy to post videos like that concerning her child. Since she dislikes black women so much, the video doesn't surprise. Wait. Are you saying that you feel like because the baby is mixed, that she's taunting her because of what you feel like is a dislike for black women overall? You can do @stationhead on Twitter if you want to complain about me to Stationhead, and then we get on the phone and laugh at your dumb ass. Go ahead. @stationhead on Twitter or Instagram. Spell it the same way it's spelled when you went to download this app, love. And you go see what they do with me. Anyway. What I'm going to say is that I believe Cardi loves her child. That's what I believe. Michael B. Jordan has reportedly been casted to play Tony Montana. I'm bored already. Child. Just because you also lost a parent or whatever, don't mean you know what she's going through. Because everybody processes things differently. Shikari took responsibility for her actions in that interview. She found out from a reporter about her mother passing. I really don't like how people are acting like she purposely did this because she didn't believe in herself. Don't nobody know what she's going through. Lola, people didn't say that I did, so put an address on it, first of all. And let me address you since you're addressing me in a roundabout-ass way. Let me come direct, Lola Montgomery. You don't know if she been smoking weed. You don't know if it was an isolated situation. You do not know that. It's very convenient that she was able to, you know, come up. That's PR, love. If you understand the industry, you understand the business, then you understand PR answers. There was nothing else that Shikari was going to say outside of I was dealing with my mom passing. Duh. What the fuck you think she was going to say? You don't know how long she's been smoking weed. So these are opinions and opinions. I don't care. And so, and just because you also lost a parent, that don't mean you know what she's going through. I don't have to know what she's going through to know that she broke the fucking rules and her ass disqualified, my love. I don't need to know that. No, I don't smoke every day. I don't smoke every day. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. Where do you see me smoke every day? Huh? And don't tell me that you hear clicks. I said, where have you seen me smoking every day? Lie again. And last time I checked, I'm not going into the Olympics. She said, I can smell it when I listen. Okay, babe. She's disqualified and you're obviously disabled. Moving along. But she thought she could pass it, and to her own surprise, she failed. They said, I said the same thing. That definitely wasn't her first time smoking on these people's watch. They said, I just find this whole Shikari shit weird. I feel like she took accountability, which was great. But I'm going to just continue to uplift her and hope that she get past it. Yeah. It's all about following the rules. It's about discipline. It's about structure. No pro athlete can use any drugs. It would be the same for any athlete. Period. Period. And regardless of what happened, that does not mean that, you know. That let me explain something to you. Shikari, I'm sure, probably went to try to get a release and smoke some weed after finding out her mother passed away. That doesn't change the fact that that's a choice she made. You didn't smoke weed because your mother passed and you were overwhelmed. You smoked weed because you wanted to. So let's clear that the fuck up. Y'all want to talk about Shikari took accountability? No, Shikari gave you a reason. I'm not going to call it an excuse out of respect, because she did go through something deep and she's still doing it, dealing with it rather. But let's be very fucking clear. Accountability would be, you know, I decided to do this to cope, to feel like, you know, it's going to help me cope with what I was going through. Not, I smoked weed because I found out by a reporter that my mother had passed. That's not the reason why you smoked. So if you want to get down to the root of it, baby, you did what you wanted to do. And now you'll have to pay for it. And it just is what it is. I encouraged her. But you ain't hear that part. Because you ain't want to. Go watch that episode of Black Mirror with Miley Cyrus. She's giving Britney Spears. I watched that already. That's fun. I can see those comparisons. They said it's important to speak in context. So I'm not saying Bill Cosby is fully innocent, but remember that he attempted to purchase NBC, and the powers that be weren't trying to let that happen. He wanted to change what the media, I guess, was feeding us. So I think it's a bigger conversation. Okay. People being mad is so weird to me. Literally, everybody was saying free Bill Cosby the very day he was sent to jail. These hoes that's mad wasn't even vocal. Like, come on, let that man be great. He's gonna die soon anyway. Oh my God. What is this? Look at this nigga. If Darrell is doing an interview with Karen Civil, it might mean that he's a part of the Joe Budden network like Karen is. Joe has been talking about adding new people and producing newer content to attract a different demographic. He did do promo for Joe before, so it's possible. If that happens, then I would be so happy for him. And that would be amazing. And I would wish him the best. 100%. Millie, do money grow on trees? Here go the tree. Let me see that tree though. Oh, I need that. They said, I think it's sad that all of these years later, Erica still can't take accountability for the demise of her relationship and the part that she played in them. 7 years, an engagement, a marriage, and 2 kids later, and she still ain't gotten over it. What's this? Timestamp 138.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen plenty of those.
And faithful in love, and I never gave up on it.
I think that scene with me in Sin going at it.
I walked into a room full of dudes, and I'm so secure that I still repped your ass.
You're not acting like it.
I don't give a fuck what you think I'm acting like. Do you realize that with or without you, I'm good?
Selfish.
Bitch, I'm alive because I don't tell you the truth about your weak ass that you with.
Just because she's so good at playing the victim, and I was just so, like, irate because she knew what time it was. And she was so good at like playing this innocent individual the whole time. So when it kind of got to that point of just like, I just got over her just kind of being this, trying to be this good guy. And
whatever she had done to her face and her teeth is a mess. Dried up Rashad must be Cosby main side hoe that stuck around to the end. Oh, that suck around to the end. And I mean suck. Wow. They were still confiscating the fireworks when that truck exploded. The fireworks were illegal, and they were still putting them on a truck. Over 5,000 pounds of fireworks. Y'all remember that story yesterday? We saw it blew up in the neighborhood. Felicia's stance never changed, and they still made her dean. People need to leave that lady alone. They took Bill Cosby down as a part of an agenda to destroy the black family. Destroying the black family and the agenda to demasculinize? That's a word? Demasculinize? Okay, I've never heard that before in my life. Okay. To demasculinize black men pushing a feminist LGBTQ agenda on us, they should have took down Hugh Hefner when he was alive, if they want to be fair. Yeah. They should stop uplifting Elvis Presley, if that's the case. Emasculate. Yeah, I ain't never heard no damn word demasculinize, bitch. The fuck y'all be coming up with? That is a word? Damn. Y'all be pulling shit out the woodwork, bitch. The woman who accused Bill Cosby, she admitted to a coworker that she was using Bill Cosby to start her business, but they wouldn't let the coworker testify at the trial. I live in the Philly area, and the real reason why the DA went after Bill Cosby is because he needed a big win for the re-election. People fail to realize that Bill had no business being prosecuted because he made a deal with the DA that as long as he did the deposition, and that's why they violated his rights for self-incrimination. Wow. Okay, people. Let me block this hole, trying to sell some shit. So, you broke-ass bitches don't need to shop with me, because I'll steal your money. Okay, thanks for the engagement. Y'all have y'all a good day, okay? And an even better weekend. And I'm going to fuck with y'all, I'm sure, pretty soon. Bye. They tell me to go to the shade room. For what? When y'all say that, I'll be like, what the fuck happened now? About Safari, that's not news. Safari from the fucking Flavor of Love. Somebody hacked her profile and said she was dead. She got back in and said she wasn't. The Vault Uncut always trying to kill somebody off and posted it real quick. Now y'all ain't gave this whole attention. And now here she go making videos talking about how she ain't dead. This ain't no motherfucking news, but here y'all go.
Oh. First and foremost, as you can see, I'm alive. I might look a little busted, but my is here. Second of all, I want to make sure everybody can hear this, too.
I got my stomach checked.
Because I saw Queen a couple comments that said I faked my own death. Anybody that knows me knows I would never do shit like that. So, first and foremost, okay? Secondly, like I said, I don't know who hacked into my phone and why that's what they would want to put on there, you know, but it happens. It happens to everybody. It's the first time it ever happened to me. I've never been hacked before. And I would never have even known until probably much later, I probably would have known. But I wouldn't have even known if my homeboy didn't come to my house and was like, yo, it looked like he saw a ghost when I answered the door.
Bitch.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I would never, there's nothing that can make me want to tell somebody I'm mother dead. Ain't nothing in this world to make me say something like that. First and foremost, okay? Secondly, like I said, I don't know who hacked into my phone and why that's what they would want to put on there, you know, but it happens. It happens to everybody. It's the first time it ever happened to me. I've never been hacked before. And I would never have even known until probably much later, I probably would have known. But I wouldn't have even known if my homeboy didn't come to my house and was like, yo, it looked like he saw a ghost when I answered the door. Fault.
And then she said she was hacked. So anyway, okay, that bullshit. I'm so zoned out of that shit. Not right now. I got stuff to do. I'ma fuck with y'all.